Hi, my name is Valerie Fellows and I work with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Office of Public Affairs. Today, we are celebrating the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Fisheries Program 140th anniversary. And we're talking with Willie Booker, Hatchery Manager of Orangeburg National Fish Hatchery, which is turning 100 and is having a big public celebration to invite people to celebrate in the conservation history. Orangeburg National Fish Hatchery is actually one of 70 national fish hatcheries across the country and can be found in most states. Hi, Willie.
Good morning, Valerie. How are you doing today?
I'm well. I'm very excited that Orangeburg is turning 100. When was Orangeburg first established and why was it established?
Well, it was established in 1911 for the purpose of producing fish, what we call warm water fish, which are largemouth bass, bluegill, redbreast sunfish, catfish, mainly for local farmers, pond owners, and for stocking public waters. So it was established to provide a source of fish for the community.
And what kind of work does Orangeburg do today then for fish production, comparing the then and now?
Well, the Orangeburg Fish Hatchery is kind of a traditional hatchery that has evolved into doing the work with several endangered species, such as the short-nosed sturgeon. The short-nosed sturgeon is listed as endangered because mainly habitat destruction. It is an anadromous fish that goes to salt water and then return to fresh water for reproduction. But here in Orangeburg, we are doing trials such as identifying different types of dyes, different types of spawning techniques, and those types of things that are used to produce fish at a production level. And we also work with another endangered species, the American wood stork, which is a bird. And this bird is normally a coastal bird that feeds in shallow coastal waters and ponds and shallow lakes. And what we do here at Orangeburg, we produce bluegill sunfish to stock ponds on our national wildlife refuges, private ponds that are owned by the Audubon Society. And this is an attempt to give those birds an opportunity to feed during their nesting cycle, to also teach their young fledgling how to feed. And the survival rate by us stocking fish in impoundments has increased the survival rate of this bird. And some of the colonies are showing a great recovery just because of what we're doing here at Orangeburg, producing fish for them. And another thing that we really kind of stepped out of the box on is we're working with freshwater mussels, the Carolina Hill Splitter, which is also listed as an endangered species. We're working to identify cultural techniques. We're working to improve habitats and different things that are required if we're going to be successful in the recovery of this species.
I know that you probably have a very strong knit community there. What kinds of programs or activities do you conduct for the public?
Well, we take great pride in our outreach program. You know, this is a public fish hatchery, a public operation. So we always encourage the public to come out, and we have great partnerships with our school system, our secondary school system. And Orangeburg, we're fortunate enough to have two major university in our city, and so we work with South Carolina State University and Kraftlin University, not only on doing fish research, but we include them as part of our partnership for volunteers, and we host specialty days such as Kids Fishing Day during National Boating and Fishing Week. We have what we call our Senior Citizen Day, where we invite senior citizens to come out and tour the hatchery. We provide a fishing pond for them because we realize how important that is to work with our senior citizens, because a lot of them cannot get out to traditional bodies of water to fish. And then we have a special need day where we invite individuals that may have special needs that need special assistance to get out and tour the facility and see what we're doing here.
Very cool. So Orangeburg has really tied in with your local community. You must be having a positive economic impact as well.
The total economic impact of recreational fish produced at Orangeburg is more than $13 million. And this was reported in a 2010 economic study. And of that, you know, over 120 jobs are also created, which bring in a wage paid to individual workers of over $3 million. And so we feel that the investment of Orangeburg has a great return to the community, to the state, and to the national because of what we're doing. And this comes from individuals traveling to go fishing, buying fishing gear, buying fuel. So it's a snowball effect that goes up from the $600,000 to $700,000 that we receive in our budget to translate that into over $13 million generated funds is a great success. So we feel that the investment that is made to Orangeburg is an investment that is multiplied many times that goes back out into the community and the economy.
So then, Willie, how long have you been at the Orangeburg National Fish Hatchery?
You know, I was thinking about that the other day, and I was thinking about, wow, we're turning 100 years old. And I was thinking about, well, you know, I've been here 20 of those years. I just feel that I have spent a great deal of my career here and a great deal of the hatchery time I have been here.
So what do you love most about Orangeburg, or why is it so special for you?
Well, you know, it became my home. Once I got here, and the community and the type of work that we're doing, it was so rewarding to work not only producing fish to stock out in public water, but to have the opportunity to work with endangered species such as the short-nosed sturgeon, to cross over and provide fish for a endangered bird. You know, it's not too many places where you have that opportunity where you can have such a large impact on a variety of species. And then just recently we started working with freshwater mussels, so I think Orangeburg has such diversity that it's exciting to come to work every day because you know you're going to be doing something that's going to help the natural resource.
Well, and Willie, you and Orangeburg will be celebrating your centennial celebration on Wednesday, September 28th.
Well, I would just like to invite everyone to come out and help us celebrate this momentous occasion, 100 years. Not too many times do we get the opportunity to celebrate something that's 100 years. And so if you're in the area, if you're traveling between Columbia, South Carolina, and Charleston, South Carolina, we're kind of right in the middle. So come out and help us celebrate this time. And also enjoy seeing what a national fish hatchery look like. You may get a chance to see a big old bass or a big old catfish. So we just welcome the public to come out and help us celebrate.
For more information on Orangeburg National Fish Hatchery, please visit www.fws.gov/Orangeburg, O-R-A-N-G-E-B-U-R-G. Again, my name is Valerie Fellows. I work for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Office of Public Affairs, and we are celebrating the Fisheries Program 140th anniversary.